With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. What started off as a lazy day on the links turning into a very frightening time. FBI says that Donald Trump was indeed the subject of an apparent assassination attempt today at his Florida golf club, quickly pointing out, though, Mr. Trump is safe. A Secret Service agent saw a man on the golf course with a rifle, reportedly an AK-47, and quickly fired at the man, who dropped the weapon and ran. That suspect was later apprehended by authorities in Florida and is now undergoing questioning. Again, the former president is safe and was not harmed in any way. And officials say that President Biden and Vice President Harris have been informed of today's incident. Also, at SRNNews.com, National Hurricane Center says Tropical Storm Helene has weakened now to a tropical depression. The storm formed Thursday off Mexico's Pacific coast as it moved ashore, making landfall on the coast of the Mexican state of Sinaloa on Saturday. National Weather Service meteorologist Frank Pereira says the storm lost its punch in Mexico, but could send America a lot of rain.
However, some of that moisture is expected to work its way further to the north and impact portions of the southwest over the next couple of days. And we could see some locally heavier amounts across portions of Arizona, northward into the Four Corners region, including portions of southwestern Colorado and northwestern New Mexico.
A Pennsylvania man entering no contest pleas to charges he killed his father and stepmother with a sword in their home 5 years ago. Court documents indicating the 43-year-old man, identified as LeVar Fountain, entered the pleas to third-degree murder charges in York County Court. This is SRN News. TV shows pushing abortion.
As millions of voters in multiple states prepare to decide whether or not to enshrine the procedure in their constitutions this fall, Hollywood is churning out more and more shows that deal with abortion. Episodes of several popular programs have featured abortion stories lately, and in each case, a woman's decision to terminate her pregnancy is portrayed as beneficial and praiseworthy. At least 10 states have abortion votes scheduled for November. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Federal appeals court upholding a lower court ruling blocking Arizona from enforcing a 2022 law that bans boys from playing on girls' sports teams. Now, a three-judge panel of the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals agreed with the lower court that before puberty, there are really no significant differences between boys and girls in athletic performance. That case will now be sent back to the lower court. This is SRN News. U.S. government road safety agency wants the auto industry to design new vehicles that will reduce pedestrian deaths.
The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration will propose new rule-setting performance requirements to minimize the risk of pedestrian head injuries. The rule is aimed largely at SUVs and pickup trucks, which have grown in size and hood height over the years, causing blind spots for drivers. The agency says the rule would save 67 lives per year. Data shows that pedestrian deaths when hit by the front of a vehicle are most common for SUVs and trucks. John Scott reporting.
Recapping now the latest, the FBI says that former President Donald Trump was indeed the subject of an apparent assassination attempt this afternoon. A Secret Service man saw the suspect with an AK-47 on the golf course and fired at the man. The president was not hurt. More details at SRNNews.com.